WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Hey, 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 what is up, beautiful people? Today is a very special day here on WKAR's Current Sports because we are celebrating our 500th episode. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I still remember the first day we did this show, as Earl Robinson sat right next to me, and we did the show for the very first premiere episode, and now we are sitting at number 500. Wow. We're going to be celebrating this incredible milestone throughout this entire hour with not one, not two, but three very special guests. You do not want to miss any of it, and I encourage you all out there to share your thoughts and or memories of the show thus far. Our phone lines are open. They will stay open all the way up until 2 o'clock, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Amongst all of the guests, which I'll get to in just a sec, I don't know if I want to let the cat out the bag just yet, but amongst all of that, we'll have discussion on two famous Red Wings who will now be gracing the Hockey Hall of Fame. We'll chat a bit about Bo Ryan, head basketball coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, deciding to step down and retire, and so much more, folks. But hey, let's start this party like we always do. For the 500th time, here are your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners for this June 30th. Folks, the 12th year of the Moneyball Pro-Am Basketball Summer League starts today. It takes place at Aim High in Diamonddale, Michigan, and each and every Tuesday and Thursday night you can go out there and enjoy the games. You're talking about six teams made up of players from Michigan State, Oakland University, other colleges, community colleges, pros playing overseas, and former pros. It is a chance to see Michigan State's incoming freshmen as well for the very first time. So that starts today, folks, each and every week for about 2 to 3 weeks to be exact. Each and every Tuesday and Thursday night, you can go and check out the Moneyball Pro-Am Summer Basketball League. Always a fun time out there in Diamonddale. All right, Drew Valentine, the former Sexton High School basketball star and graduate manager at Michigan State University, has been hired as a full-time assistant coach at his alma mater, Oakland University. How about that? Now, Drew joins another Lansing native and Sexton alumnus on campus, Greg Campy's staff, Oakland associate head coach Sadi Washington. Now, Drew, of course, once played for his father, Carlton, right here in the Lansing area at Lansing Sexton High School. All right, Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis has announced a coaching succession plan for the Spartan wrestling program. Tom Minkle, who has directed the program since 1991, will retire following his 25th year at Michigan State in 2015-16. Now, Roger Chandler, who recently completed his 18th season on the Spartan wrestling staff and was promoted to associate head coach in 2011, has been named head coach designate and will assume the head coaching duties following Minkle's retirement. Now, Chandler will become the ninth coach in the history of the program, which dates back to 1886 and has a generated 25 NCAA champions, 68 Big Ten champions, 8 Big Ten championships, and 1 NCAA championship. How about that? Congrats to Roger Chandler. All right, Wisconsin head coach Bo Ryan, who is coming off back-to-back Final Four appearances, will retire after next season, he announced yesterday. Now, Ryan, who is 67 years old, said in a statement that he will coach this season and then step down. His hope is that longtime assistant Greg Gard succeeds him in Madison. All right, the Miss West League has honored Lansing Lugnuts infielder extraordinaire Jason Leblijan as its Player of the Week. for June 15th to the 21st, the league announced yesterday. Now, the Midwest League Weekly Honors are selected by the staff of MILB.com. Jason batted 500, 14 of 28, with three doubles, three home runs, eight runs scored, and eight runs batted in during the seven-game span, helping the Luggies clinch the first half Eastern Division title. Former Detroit Red Wings stars Nicholas Lidstrom and Sergei Fedorov are among seven new members elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Lidstrom completed a tremendous 20-year career, all with the Wings, in 2012 and won the Norris Trophy, honoring the league's top defenseman seven times, one shy of Bobby Orr's all-time record. Now, six of those awards came over a seven-year stretch from 01 to 08, and he was a major contributor to four Stanley Cup championships in Detroit. Fedorov won three Stanley Cups alongside Lidstrom in Motown and amassed 483 goals and 1,179 points over a stellar 18-year career. Venus and Serena Williams, they pulled out of the Wimbledon's women's doubles. The sisters have won the women's doubles titles five times, and most recently occurred that in 2012. They had not begun their campaign this year. In 2014, they abandoned a second-round match when an unwell Serena Williams could not compete in the contest. And last but not least, nearly $3 million transferred from golfer Phil Mickelson to an intermediary was a part of an illegal gambling operation, which accepted and placed bets on sporting events, according to two sources and court documents obtained by Outside the Lines. Mickelson, a five-time major winner and one of the PGA Tourney's wealthiest and most popular players, has not been charged with a crime and is not under federal investigation. Well, our phone lines are open, folks. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. Well, I guess it's about that time to start our 500th show. Ladies and gents, yes, it's May 13th, 2013, and welcome to the premiere show of Current Sports with me, Al Martin. Good afternoon, people. Hope you all had a fantastic Mother's Day. I know I did. To kick off today's premiere show, we will talk Red Wings and their big Game 7 last night. The Tigers giving up a gimme to the Indians. Tiger Woods shows why he's just the best in the world, and one former Lion that just cannot catch a break. And people will also have a very special guest that without him, there would be no Current Sports.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Darrell Robinson. For the next hour, we're going to be talking sports right here on AM 870. Give us a call, 355-9527, toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org.
Earl Robinson. How you doing, Earl?
Hey, feeling good, Al. It's nice to be here with you.
Thank you, man. It's truly a pleasure, man. I guess I always tell people, I got some big shoes to fill, man. They aren't shoes. They are boots, man. You really
just small shoes.
All right. Oh, my goodness. My daddy is on line three. Father, what's up, man? Dad?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. First show. What's up, man?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say how proud I am of you. How special I feel, you know, that this day is. I got everybody here at work listening to you. The whole office right now has got you on the computer right now.
Thanks,
and,
Dad.
Thanks, Earl, for giving him my son a chance.
Ain't glad to.
It really means a lot to me that, you know, since he was little, he wanted to play sports. And since he didn't really, you know, have the physical attributes.
Hey, now, come on,
for the game, but he's doing his passion now, and I know he has a love for it, and a real, you know, his heart is completely in it.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Best of luck with it. I was one of Earl Robinson's first callers when he broke out this show, and seems like it's in good hands.
Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate that. How you doing, Rico?
What's going on, Al, man? Good to hear. Two legends, the old and the new legend.
I'm not a legend yet, man.
If you replace an Earl, that means you're a legend.
Thank you.
They didn't give you that in the package when you had to sign your life away.
No, they didn't. That wasn't in the fine print, man.
It's in there. You're a legend. If you don't have a statue right next to you, you're the fourth member of the Lansing Mount Rushmore.
Thanks a lot, Rico. We're bringing in also our production assistant, Matt Lutke, to kind of weigh in on things.
Well, you know, Tiger Woods winning, it's a bit of a misnomer because Sergio Garcia really lost it. And if there's a guy you want to be maybe tied going into the final few holes, Sergio is probably at the top of your list in terms of people you want to be competing against.
Beautiful people. Did I sound like Al Martin? I did my best. It may not be sounding just like Al, but I'm Alex Charg, and I'm going to be hosting for Al today on Current Sports on AM 870 WKAR. It's going to be a jam-packed show.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wowie zowie, man. That takes me back. That takes me back, folks. Welcome to Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and this is the 500th episode. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. What you just heard was a montage of just a few snippets, some of our best moments from the very first episode of Current Sports when I was so nervous. I never forget the day. I came in. I've never done radio before. Of course, you know, coming from Channel 6 News. And I never forget. I got here. You know, this is a 1 o'clock show. I remember walking in that day, and I got here around 7 a.m. I kid you not, folks. Got in here 7 a.m., went up to my office, and prepped from 7 up until showtime at 1 o'clock. And come on now. That you don't need that many hours to prep for a one-hour radio show, okay? But I came, and I wanted to be as prepared as possible, man. And, you know, I remember walking down. I took the elevator down from my office from the fifth floor to the second floor. I walked out of the elevators, walked to the WKAR radio studios, and the first face I saw was Earl Robinson. Yeah, longtime voice here at WKAR AM 870 Sports Talk for 39 years to be exact. In just a moment now, I look back and it's so surreal because, you know, I told you guys, I remember being a student here at Michigan State. Of course, I graduated in 2012, and I remember meeting Earl as a student, an aspiring sports broadcaster. And I remember he talked to one of my sports broadcasting classes. It was actually Sue Carter's class. I forget what journalism course it was, but it was over at Kedzie. And I remember after he got done talking and you know, giving us very, very valuable nuggets of information and how to be successful in sports broadcasting, I went from my seat and went down and shook Earl's hand. And, you know, we chatted for about maybe like 3 minutes or so. Just wanted to introduce myself. And, man, and now I remember, you know, being hired here at WKAR to fill his shoes, his very big shoes, not literally, because, you know, you guys know Earl isn't a tall guy, okay? But figuratively, I mean, man, the impact that he had through the airwaves on this community is legend, stuff of legend. And it was so remarkable, man, to on that first episode to be sitting aside, you know, him doing the very first show, sort of a passing of the torch sort of episode, man. And, you know, having my dad call in. Oh, boy, how touching was that, right? And then, a few of my frat brothers that you didn't get to hear in that montage, they called in as well. And now, you know, the time that has passed, goodness gracious. And you heard, you know, a few other voices throughout that montage that have made such a tremendous impact on this show. Of course, Matt Lutke, production assistant here, who, you know, during that transition period, Matt was the guy who filled in for Earl and did just a remarkable job. Remarkable job. You talk about a guy who knows his stuff. You know, Matt, you know, sometimes I would come in, and when I first started, I never forget what really got to me was just how knowledgeable Matt was about sports. And I'm like, man, I got to step up my game now. So I knew every time that I got behind this mic and whenever Matt was going to be on and we engaged in any sort of sports banter, I had to make sure that my notes matched his or were more extravagant than his, okay? My sports knowledge had to be on point. And then Alex, I mean, my goodness, where would I be without him, right? You know, just a hard-working dude, hard-working guy who is now, of course, a video producer at Fox Sports Detroit. And I guess I can let the special guest out the bag today. Actually, right now, in just a moment, Alex will be joining us live on the air to talk about some of his favorite moments here on WKAR's Current Sports. Also, we'll have Matt Ludke, man. This will be my first time actually being on the air with Matt since Matt left to take a job position out in California. So he'll be back. He'll be on our show around the 1:40 mark, around the back end of the show. And also, we've got, how about this, Todd T.J. Duckett, founder of New World Flood and former Michigan State running back great. Of course, if you guys have been following Current Sports television, you guys know that when Todd joined me on the show, that particular episode was nominated. It was so good, it was nominated for an Emmy. How about that? You know, not more so for what I did, but what Todd did. I mean, it was an unbelievable interview. Unbelievable interview that day. So Todd will join me on the show to talk about, you know, Michigan State football team as well as New World Flood. And as well, hey, if you got any questions for any one of those individuals, just want to comment on Current Sports reaching the lucky number 500. Call in 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. I always talk about pinch me moments, right? This is certainly one of those moments for me. And there have been so, you know, we talk about your favorite memory, and that, you know, you'll hear, you know, these guests that we have on today share their favorite memory of the show. I mean, there's so many. I really can't just choose one. One of my big ones has to be meeting Magic Johnson. That one has to be one of the ones that really stand out to me because, I, you know, growing up and idolizing the guy, you know, him being, you know, the most famous alumni that Michigan State has. And getting to meet him and just how gracious he was. And actually, Magic was a real good friend with Earl Robinson's because they went to college together. They used to play cars together. They used to play pickup basketball together, go on different runs. I mean, just really crazy stuff. When I first met him, you know, he automatically knew who I was. And he's like, hey, how's Earl doing? You know, and just kind of speaks volumes to the type of individual that Magic Johnson is. So that's one of them. Also, you know, another one that stands out is when we did the hot dog eating contest here on the show, which we plan to make an annual thing. I don't know if we'll do it this year, but when we first did it, it was Matt, Alex, and I. We all had hot dogs in the studio, and we actually did a hot dog eating contest, which I think I'm still feeling. I think I packed on 10 pounds just off that day alone. But just crazy stuff, folks. So those are a few of my memories. And again, we encourage you all to call in and share some of yours. 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Before we invite Alex on the show, I want to, of course, invite the man behind the glass, our fantastic Current Sports engineer, Isaac Constance. How you doing, Isaac?
Great. Al, proud to be part of a small part so far. I actually counted up before the shows. This is my 48th, actually.
How about that, brother? You're two episodes away from 50.
Yeah, it's shocking how quick it's gone by. But yeah. Anyway, so I had a joke planned, but that intro was so touching. I had like a joke planned, like it's a very special day, it's my 48th episode, all that stuff. The intro with your dad was so touching. No, yeah. I couldn't come in with that. So, no, it's great to be a part of it. I know you've done a great job, definitely one of my sports mentors, so... Congrats on the 500, man. I can't wait to see the next 500, too.
How about that?
Can't wait to be part of it.
Yeah, and yeah, we're happy to have you, Isaac, and you have done just one fantastic job. It's made it, you know, just really a seamless transition from when Alex was here. Fantastic, fantastic producer and engineer for the show, and just a really seamless transition. And you give a lot of credit to Alex for that. I mean, he trained you well. He trained
you
well, Isaac.
I had no experience going in, so I know he's our next caller up, so I can't wait to hear his take on it.
And I do believe... the man, the myth, the legend, is online one as we speak. Longtime host, producer, engineer, you name it, he did it here, folks. Alex Shark, who is now a video producer at Fox Sports Detroit in the D. Alex, my man, my good friend, how you doing, brother? Is he there?
The humbling comments. I'm doing well today.
That's good, man. Thanks a lot for joining me, brother. Can you believe we've hit 500?
I can believe it. You know what? It's a great show. You do an awesome job, and I'm not surprised at all.
over the years. It's been great with your personality coming on the air every day. And when I remember my first day meeting you, I just knew you were going to be great to work with. You're such a gentleman at the Spartan Sports Journalism Classic when they announced you were going to be the host. And yeah, I knew that you'd do a great job at WKR and it'd be a great show.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, we wouldn't be here without you, my man. I mean, you really were one of the parts of laying the foundation here at the show. And I got to ask you, Alex, I mean, you talk about number 500. I mean, you've been a part of this, of course, as well as even before I was even here. I mean, working under the tutelage of Earl Robinson. I mean, what would you say are your top memories?
Oh, man, aside from that hot dog eating contest you just mentioned, and the Jeopardy stuff. I mean, honestly, to a little bit more of a serious note here, I mean, the community stuff that, you know, you get to do in some of the interviews that we have, aside from if you go on a big-time radio station every day, you hear, you know, you'll go hear Kobe Bryant or LeBron, or you'll hear all these big-time athletes. And sometimes the really good content and some of the most interesting stories come from the community itself that's local and pertaining mostly to WKR and the surrounding community. And that, for me, is really what made the show really enjoyable, is to really delve into the community, hear all the interesting stories and history, and to really get into what makes sports interesting and what really excites anyone that is your average Joe who casually watches sports or someone who's a diehard sports fan and can't get enough of it. So for me, the interviews, the content itself, as Mr. Gary Reel often says, content is king. And that for me is what I enjoyed the most at WKR in current sports was the local content, the local sports content. So it was a pleasure. And like I said before too, Al, your personality when I first met you and hearing how excited every day when you go on the air, how excited you are from start to finish, it's so enjoyable to hear.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate that, my man. So first off, I got to ask you, brother, how has the transition been from Michigan State University to now working at Fox Sports Detroit as a video producer? How has that transition been, my man?
Yeah, it's been quite the whirlwind. You know, when I came, I didn't really have any job leads or anything like that. And it was kind of the right time, the right place. And Michigan State definitely prepared me for that. So, you know, I get to do all of the videography. I started with you, Al, doing Michigan State games, and now I'm in the Tigers locker room, and I'm doing the Pistons press conference with Stanley Johnson and Stan Van Gundy, and it's quite the transition, and you know, it's eye opening, and just another thing for me that's going to be something or another.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. So you actually you're filming the press conferences. Are you editing once you get the footage and so on and so forth?
Not yet. I'm basically more doing videography. And it's actually interesting. Most of the reporters there and a lot of the videographers or producers, mostly everyone there are freelance videographers or reporters. So basically, whenever they kind of need someone to shoot a game or a press conference or anything like that, I'm kind of on call. So I get to do anything from the Pistons, the Red Wings, or the Tigers. And you said that there's a possibility I might be doing some college stuff, too, in the fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us here on WKR's Current Sports, the 500th episode, we are chatting with former production assistant, engineer, and host of WKR's Current Sports, Alex Sharg, who is now a video producer down in the D-Town for Fox Sports Detroit. Alex, I mean, again, you've really gotten a chance to see firsthand, and you just mentioned Stanley Johnson, who was picked as the 8th pick in this year's NBA draft for the Pistons, and also, how about the Detroit Tigers, James McCann, with that walk-off home run win over the Chicago White Sox this past weekend. I want to start with the Pistons first, though. When it comes to that draft pick, and looking at Stan Van and, of course, Stanley Johnson, and their reaction to everything, what has been the reaction from D-Town as far as this draft pick is concerned?
Yeah, you know what? Just talking to a few friends that live around the Metro Detroit area and some in the Detroit area, a lot of the reaction is, oh, you know what? They should have drafted Winslow. You know, after watching what he did against Michigan State in the Final Four, it seems like he's a game changer, a playmaker. He's a proven winner. But at the same time, I mean, what's Stanley Johnson going to say? He's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, I know the speculation's there. I think he handled it like a pro. He said that, you know, he was the best player in the draft. The Pistons made the right decision. I love the ambition from him. And overall, he's a winner, too. I think you know, over his 4 years, I mean, they had an absurd winning percentage. I think they were in the upper 800s winning percentage in Stanley Johnson's 4 years. So he's just as much of a winner as Justice Winslow. They're both, you know, similar positions. Like Stanley Johnson said, they played together growing up. But overall, I've been really impressed more with Stanley Johnson's professionalism. I think he's been silencing a lot of people that at the start were kind of on the fringe whether they made the right decision to get him over Winslow.
What do you think he brings to the table, Alex?
Hard to say because, you know, as we cover the tournament now at WKR, we saw most of the other teams. But from what I've seen on TV and what I've seen from the broadcast, it seems like he's kind of a guy that's lengthy. He's got really good physical tools. He brings a lot of energy. And when you talk about some of the other guys on that team with him at Arizona, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, also a similar position, I mean, there's a reason why he was drafted over Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, who many people thought was that energy guy that would come off the bench. Stanley Johnson brings not just the energy, but he also brings a lot of the playmaking abilities as well that Justin Winslow would bring. I mean, he's not a bona fide scorer. It's not like he's going to go in and drop 40 a game, or at least I don't think, from what I've seen, but he's the kind of person that's going to be a great role player on the team. He's going to kind of find his niche within that lineup and do whatever he needs to do to contribute. Because, you know, although he's not a bona fide scorer, he's not a guy that's going to drop 40, he can score. I mean, he does have a shot. I mean, you see replays of him. He does a pretty good mid-range. And I think that he'll find a role pretty nicely.
All right, there you have it. All right, Alex, one more question before we get you out of here. I know you got to go to a meeting around 1:30. Really quick thoughts on the Detroit Tigers and their weekend series against the Chicago White Sox. James McCann really breathing a lot of life into this team as a rookie. Unbelievable stuff. That walk-off homer gave me chills watching it at home on my couch, let alone being there. But right now, they sit 6 games in back of the division-leading Kansas City Royals. Do you think that series and that moment can really be a jump start for this team to get it going?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you know what? I actually was working that game for Fox Sports Detroit. I was waiting right in the tunnel. I was ready because if the Tigers lose, I had to interview with the reporter, which was Justin White that day. I had an interview with him, the winning team, one of the players from the winning team, which, you know, the White Sox probably would have had quite the few. I mean, just Samardzija pitched a great outing. He probably would have been that person. But, you know, when I was sitting there in the tunnel waiting to come out in the ninth inning, and in the late eighth inning when the Tigers scored that 4-run eighth, and I sat back down, I had to put some things away, and then the ninth, I was still waiting, I was still kind of ready to come out, and when you hit that home run off the bat, you knew it was gone. You could hear this crazy roar, that Tigers roar from the stands, and it was quite the moment. I definitely agree that it's probably that defining moment that really is going to keep the energy going up until the All-Star break.
Does this team win the division? What do you think?
You know what? I don't think they will, but I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll get a wild card spot.
Okay, there you have it. Alex Shark, former PA and engineer here at WKAR's Current Sports, now video producer at Fox Sports Detroit. Hey, Alex, thanks so much for being a part of the 500 episode, my brother.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm honored to be a part of WKR and everything that happened at Current Sports from the start. And what an honor to come back, man. It's a crazy feeling, and you're keeping up the great work out. I'll be following you along the way. And everyone at WKR who's listening, I'll definitely come back, and I won't forget where I came from. Thank you so much.
That's right. And hopefully we may link up this weekend. I'll be in the Detroit area this weekend. Maybe we'll go get a drink or something. How's that sound, my man?
Great, man. Let's link up. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right.
Well, let's hit our first break, ladies and gents. When we come back, I'll be chatting with Todd Duckett, founder of New World Flood and former Michigan State running back great. You don't want to miss that, folks. You are tuned in to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back to WKR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, always have been. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, June 30th. I can't believe this is the last. Is this really the last day in the month, Isaac?
Yeah, I was confused. I thought June had 31.
Yeah, I'm tripping, man. Tomorrow is July 1st. Wow. Any plans for the 4th? You got any plans for the 4th?
You know, I might actually go down to, or I guess west to Grand Rapids and meet some friends there who I haven't seen all summer. So, yeah, I got my car up here now since road tripping up with some friends. So, yeah, should be a fun 4th.
There you have that. Yeah, I'm actually going back to Detroit, the west side, baby. My mom, she always does it up for the 4th. She invites family, friends, aunties, uncles. I mean, oh, my goodness. It's crazy at my house on July 4th. And at the end of the day, we pop fireworks for the kids. So it should be a good time. Good time. Be safe this weekend, folks. Can't believe it's already about to be July. Can you believe that? Oh, man. Well, again, folks, you're tuning into Current Sports. This is our 500th episode. Oh, my goodness. It blows my mind every time I think about it. But this is number 500. We just finished talking with Alex Sharg, now video producer at Fox Sports Detroit, former Current Sports radio engineer and producer for the show. Alex is always fantastic, and the special guests continue today. And right now we have on the line a good friend on the show who's been on multiple times. He's also a Current Sports television alumni. And actually, you know, I really wanted to get him on today because he is a part of the episode that was nominated for an Emmy. How about that? The only Current Sports TV episode nominated for an Emmy when we had him on. Of course, you guys know who I'm talking about. Todd Duckett, former Michigan State running back great and founder of New World Flood. Todd, how you doing, my man?
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up,
You are the homie. I always love chatting with you, man. And the last time I actually saw you, Todd, was when we did Battlefield Brawl, and I was out there, and I woke up the next morning, my entire body was sore. But always good time seeing you, brother.
I'm still sore. What you talking about?
I'm telling you, right? I'm telling you, dude. How have things been, though, man?
Things are wonderful, man. Can't complain. Nonprofit's going very, very well. Get ready for our back-to-school expo August 18th. And other than that, man, business is well. Life's good. Getting ready for this football season, and thank you for the opportunity to help celebrate your 500th show.
How about that? Thanks a lot, Todd. We really appreciate it, my man. And we'll get into everything, the incredible things you're doing in the community. I also want to talk about that back-to-school initiative in just a second. But first off, let's talk about the MSU football team. Because I tell you what, Todd, I mean, I came here to Michigan State in 2008, graduated in 2012, been a reporter here in the area since then. Uh-huh. I tell you what, I have never seen D'Antonio have an incoming recruiting class as good as this one, or has the potential to be as good as this one. I mean, they're actually dubbing themselves Dream Team 2016. Have you heard that nickname?
Nah, actually I have. Yeah, no, I mean, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Oh. And it's a credit to the program. It's a credit to what Coach D and the rest of the staff have been doing and building the tradition of Michigan State and what it is now. And to be able to have top-tier recruits wanting to come and contribute their talent to that legacy and be a part of it, that's a big deal, man. It's very, very exciting.
Very exciting stuff. And you got guys like, Messiah DeWeaver, yeah, quarterback out of Hubert Heights, Ohio. You got Naquan Jones, who's defensive tackle out of Illinois. You got Josh King. I mean, it's really a remarkable class. And, you know, when looking at your time at Michigan State here, Todd, I mean, first off, what attracted you to come to Michigan State?
What allowed me was, one, Nick Saban being the head coach, speaking with him on a regular basis, and just having the opportunity for that to be my head coach was a huge, huge deal for me. But then the campus is so amazingly beautiful, and I had to look at a place that I could be a student. You only play football, you're only on the field for X amount of months. The rest of the time, you have to live there and be a student. In East Lansing, there's no better campus in the world to be able to learn and develop who you are as a young man, let alone as an adult. That's why I'm back. So that's what it was for me, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to talk about the other guys out in Ann Arbor really quick. Of course, with the Jim Harbaugh hire for U of M, I tell you what, equating my experience as a reporter in this area, I don't think I've quite experienced the college football hoopla that has ensued right here in Michigan like it has. And I tell you what, Michigan hasn't even played, you know, its first football game under the tutelage of Jim Harbaugh yet, but yet he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, HBO did a pretty cool documentary on him. I mean, my goodness, did you ever expect you know, the attention for U of M to reach this point with the hire of Jim Harbaugh?
Of course. I mean, that's part of it. You know, that's part of going and spending the big dollars to be able to get a big name like that to come in and bring a program back to where it used to be. And for them to do that, there's going to be a lot of media attention. Now, they have to go and they still have to perform. They have to go and he has to build the program to what he thinks it should be and what his personnel should be. It's very exciting, man. It's very exciting to have the potential of some very powerful college football teams, coaches, programs in the state. I'm very excited about watching it.
But on the contrary, Michigan State has not gotten that amount of attention so far. Do you think, you know, that is, I guess you could say, a good notion for D'Antonio's squad to have sort of a chip on their shoulder?
Attention doesn't win championships. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't matter. It don't matter, especially in June. You know?
Right.
It doesn't matter. So if that's what they want to do, we just can't get caught into all of that. We just have to continue to work. Continue to build what we are and continue to realize the culture that we've created, regardless of what the public talks about we're doing or not, and develop that's what we are. It doesn't matter. And then when we come and we play in October, whoever, or we set the statement right at the beginning of the gate in Western Michigan, that's who we are, and that's the only thing that matters. What the media says doesn't matter, and if they're not mentioning this now, that's hopefully we're on the tip of their tongue in the end of December, beginning of January. That's all that matters.
Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we're talking with Ty Duckett, founder of New World Flood and former Michigan State running back. Great. Let's take a look at next year's team really briefly here, Todd. I mean, of course, they're dealing with a few absences here. Of course, with the absence of now head coach of the University of Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi, who was a fantastic D coordinator here on campus. Also, Trey Wans is now taking his talents to the NFL. Jeremy Langford is no longer in the backfield. But, you know, guys like Connor Cook have come back, Shalit Calhoun. How good do you think this team will be next season?
I think they have the potential to be really good. I think it's going to be a little bumpy on defense just with the difference in the coaching a little bit. But the good part about that is they have a lot of veterans on the team who understand what the program's about, who understand how it was built, and they can relay that to the younger players, the new players that are coming in, that have come in, and to help really push the whole entire team forward. I'm very excited because now they don't have – I mean, they haven't snuck up on anyone in a while, so they have that target, and everybody wants to beat them. So they're going to take every team's best. How they work right now will determine if they have any type of success this year, though.
If you had to pick a weak spot, what is it for this squad?
If I had to pick a weak spot, I would have to say just on the defensive end, who's going to be that leader that steps up on a continual basis, a continual game, who is going to lead. And I don't mean just speaking, but when it's time to make a play, they're always around the ball. When there needs to be some inspiration on the sideline, they're the one setting that spark, setting the tone. That's going to be my key to see who that is. And from there, that's going to be the difference in us winning games and being champions.
And I think, I mean, the obvious choice for that you expect to be that guy is Shalit Calhoun, naturally, right?
Of course, naturally. But at the same time, there has to be more. There has to be people who come in and take, because he's going to be double, triple team the whole game.
Right.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I would do everything in my whole team to eliminate him from the whole entire game. So if that's the case, now who's going to rise to the occasion and be that spark? Who's going to be that person that really continues to either, and is it another defensive lineman who allows the double team to shift? Is it a linebacker that allows the double teams to come up off onto him? That's who we don't know yet. We have to see that.
Certainly. All right, Todd, before we get you out of here, of course, I have to talk about New World Flood, your philanthropic endeavor that just seems to keep on growing by the minute, let alone the day, right? I mean,
yes,
what do you guys have planned for the future? Talk about that back-to-school initiative.
I will. I do want to say first, man, thank you for all that you have done participating and being involved and being a real rainmaker in the community, along with your station and the support that they have given to all of our events. It's been very phenomenal, so I'm very grateful for you all as a whole.
Thank you.
August 18th, we have Back to School Expo, 4 to 7. We're giving away backpacks. But in order to get the backpack, you have to stop at different stations, learn which community organizations are out there to help support your child either after school or to help advance their education. And then once you do that, once you reach these stations, then you'll be able to get a backpack. I will be giving away over 3,000 free books to families that want those as well. That's with Bikers for Books and the East Lansing Library. It's going to be a huge, huge event. This is our sixth year doing it. So it's at the Lansing Center, 4 to 7, August 18th. You can go to newworldflood.org for more information.
There you go.
I appreciate all the support, man. It's been great.
And we'll make sure, I'll make sure to put it out on my Twitter page. We'll put it on our Facebook page as well for those out there that want to get involved. Hey, Todd, always appreciate it, my man.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Hey, you know it. You know it, my man. Todd Duckett, founder of New World Flood and former Michigan State running back great. Well, the special guests continue here on Current Sports, the 500th episode. Oh, my mind just blew. It blows every time I say that. Oh, my goodness, folks. Let's hear our second break. When we come back, we will invite former production assistant and host right here at Current Sports, Matt Ludke. You do not want to miss that chat, folks. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Isaac, man, it's, being confirmed by multiple sources right now that one Chicago Bull is about to get paid. It's being said that Chicago Bulls have offered Jimmy Butler a maximum 5-year, $90 million contract. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? I think that was the right move, though. I like
definitely.
The move.
I'd be surprised, though, if Butler doesn't just, step back for a second and reconsider the options because, of course, next year the salary cap jumps.
It jumps because of the TV deal.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
So,
yep.
That's why Butler wanted to sign a 1-year deal with the Lakers, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't still explore that, willing to take less money. But, hey, 5 years, $90 million, you can't really go wrong there.
He's getting paid regardless. And, again, yeah, Butler could do a 4-year deal with that player option after 3 years to capitalize on that new salary cap money. It's being said that the Bulls offered him a 1-year qualifying offer of $4.5 million. Wow. I would love to be Jimmy Butler right now. I will say that. Again, folks, our phone lines are open. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. On today's show, we have been celebrating our 500th episode. How about that? We chatted with Alex Sharg, former Current Sports engineer, producer, and host. Now he's a video producer at Fox Sports Detroit. We just finished up chatting with Todd Duckett, founder of New World Flood and former Michigan State running back great. And now we bring in on the back end of the show our former host, PA, producer. I mean, he also did it all, folks. Matt Ludke, who is now in California, beautiful Cali. Matt, how you doing, brother?
Oh, Al, I am doing great. It is great to be back, and congratulations on 500 shows. That is insane. I cannot believe it.
Isn't it crazy? When you just think about 500, just think about this, 500 hours that we have been on in the past, 3 years now. I mean, if you were to listen from our very first show on, I mean, it would take you more than a year. That's unbelievable.
I don't know why you would want to go back and listen to those either. We've definitely taken some steps. I mean, it sounds like Isaac is the new Aaron, Alex, and me. He seems like he's wearing all sorts of hats over there.
Yes, he is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm just blown away. 500 shows. You're like a late-night TV host. It's crazy.
It is certainly crazy. Every time I think about that number, Matt. Well, first off, because, this is sort of a quasi moment for me because, Matt, this is our first time. Well, actually, my first time. When Alex filled in for me one day, he had you on. I couldn't be a part of the show. I wanted to be a part of it because this is actually my first time speaking with you on our WKAR AM 870 airwaves since you have left for beautiful California. How has it been, first off, my man?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Every day is about 64 degrees. Nice light breeze. Oh. You can't really beat it. It's like a great version of Groundhog Day. Every day is more or less the same, and I can't get enough of it.
Oh, you're just rubbing it in our faces here
in
Michigan.
I had to.
You have to, right? So what are you doing out there now, man?
Well, right now I'm working at a toy company.
Okay.
I am writing for a very, very big toy. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you what it is.
Really?
Or I will get fired and sued for tons of money.
Okay.
If there's one thing I've learned in the toy business, it is super competitive. You would not believe how many confidentiality agreements I've had to sign.
Wow. Wow.
And all that jazz. But big things are coming in 2017. Let me tell you that. Big things are coming.
How in the world did you get... So you're writing for a specific toy. What are you doing? Like, writing a description for it? What does that mean?
I am writing the lines. It is an interactive toy.
Wow.
So I, write the lines. I get to sit in on the recording sessions with pretty well-known voice actors. The one woman is the voice of the main character in the Walking Dead video game.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So it's crazy stuff. And, I can't give away too much, but I will tell you just a lot of lines about burps and farts and that kind of thing. it's right up my alley. It's right up my alley.
Yeah, certainly. Knowing your personality, Matt, this is certainly right up your alley. Now, first off, do you miss being on the airwaves and talking sports? I'm pretty sure you keep a close ear to what's happening right here in Mid-Michigan with the sporting scene. I'm sure, even though you're in California.
Oh yeah, I mean you have to. I've got my BTN to go. I've got all the streaming things up, so I can watch all the games. I do miss talking sports, though. That is the one thing. Even with the Giants and the Warriors winning titles, it's still not quite the same feeling as it would be back home,
Right.
There's just so much going on here that sports takes a bit of a backseat. Although the Warriors, to their credit, they kind of changed the game here. The Giants win, and that's okay. That's great, whatever.
Yeah.
But the Giants, baseball and football especially, the two sides of the Bay are split. So you have all the Oakland people rooting for the Raiders and the A's.
Okay.
Now San Francisco people rooting for, the Giants and the Niners. But the Warriors are just like the Bay Area team. Everybody gets on board. So, to see them win it was awesome. The parade was crazy.
Were you there? You were at the parade?
I took a trip. I made it to the late stages. I had some business to tend to earlier in the morning, but I hit the late stage, and oh man, I'm happy that Draymond made it through the day. It was
and you know what?
It was a little scary there at times.
It was, because I'm watching it, and I'm watching I think the Comcast affiliate down there, and
yep.
Rosgo, who was the sideline reporter, or one of the reporters for that channel, and I was watching the parade because they streamed it live on NBA TV. And it looked like Draymond had a few too many pops, if you ask me,
He was enjoying himself.
He was enjoying himself, yeah.
He's an NBA champion. He deserved it. If there's ever going to be a time to get a little bit too crazy, I think that's the perfect moment.
Right, exactly. And what do you think, Matt? I mean, because, again, you being right there in the area in San Francisco and getting to experience that ride with the Warriors, I mean, what do you think made that team so special? Because you had Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Andre Iguodala was fantastic. I mean, what do you think made that – what do you think will stand out when people look at that squad years from now?
Oh, the lack of ego.
Gotcha.
Far and away. Everybody took a page out of Steph's book, followed Steph's lead. Nobody cared about the numbers. Nobody cared about who did what or who hit the shot or who took the shot. They all just wanted to win. I mean, everybody said it 100 times, but Iguodala taking a role off the bench to start the year. Andrew Bogut, starting center, first overall pick like 10 years ago, he gets benched midway through the finals and barely sees the court, and he doesn't care.
Right.
And nobody makes the fuss. Nobody moans and whines. They just buy in. they do their jobs and they're professional. It's amazing. People make a bigger deal about the small ball stuff and, you know, all the switching they can do defensively. And the X's and O's are certainly there, but just to have a group of guys like that all buy in, all be on the same page, and just go out and dominate wire to wire. I mean, it's more team chemistry, I think, than just the X's and O's.
Certainly. Folks, if you're just now joining us here on the back end of WKAR's Current Sports, the 500th episode, we are chatting with former host and PA right here on Current Sports, Matt Luetke, who is now in beautiful San Francisco, California. Matt, you know, before we get you out of here, man, and we appreciate you being on today's show to celebrate this milestone on WKAR, I got to ask about, you know, your thoughts on the incoming year, or I should say upcoming year for Tom Izzo and his Michigan State men's basketball team, and also landing the recruits of Nick Ward and Josh Langford for the squad. I mean, how remarkable is it now? Because if you look at multiple recruiting services, many people with just those two recruits alone had Michigan State's 2016 class ranked as the number two best class in the nation.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't look like they're done. They've got a couple other guys they want to go after, too. Honestly, at the end of last season, I think it was maybe midway through the second half of that Duke game, I kind of made my mind up that I want to go to Vegas and put some money on Michigan State to win it all next year. I really feel like with Denzel leading the way, I think Tum Tum and Marvin Clark are going to take steps. I think they've got something. I really do. And even looking farther than that, you know, getting a Langford, getting Ward out of Ohio, and I know they're in on, like, Winston from U of D Jesuit. And
yep.
if they kind of, you know, they put that class together, it could be the makings of maybe Izzo's final run. I think we're in the last third of his, you know, coaching tenure here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no better way to end that than with a title. And when you're starting to bring in that kind of talent, you're starting to trend in the right direction. So I think they're going to make one more big push to get another national title for Izzo before he leaves, and then he can ride off into the sunset.
They are certainly going to be a remarkable squad next year. I'm certainly looking forward to it as well, Matt. And looking at, you know, Brandon Dawson, who was taken in the second round of this year's NBA draft, Travis Trice signed with the Miami Heat for the Summer League. Where do you see the future, the basketball futures of both of those individuals?
I actually think Dawson fell into the perfect situation. I really do.
You do.
The Clippers bench is garbage. Mm-hmm. And more than that, they have literally no one who can play defense other than DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Griffin's okay, but, you know, he's hit or miss. But to have a guy like Dawson, who literally all he has to do is rebound and defend, you know, multiple positions, and be athletic, run the floor. He can do all those things. You're not going to ask him to be hitting threes and taking guys off the dribble. He just has to play his role and play with 100% effort. And if he does that, I can see him making it. I really can. I think he fell into a good spot. I think you know, he'll make the most of his time there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a good shot to stick around for a couple years at least. As for Trice, he's kind of Shabazz Napier again. Really,
the guy
who the Heat took the year before out of UConn.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't doubt him. You know, if there's anything I learned over the last year and a half, it's not to doubt that kid. He's got so much heart, and I think he can make some noise too. And, you know, maybe he sticks around for a couple 10-day contracts or something this year, or plays in Europe for a little bit. But I think even if he doesn't make it this year, maybe he goes to Europe for a few years, I think he'll come back. Maybe he'll have like a Charlie Bell-like career, where he sorts of floats around, sticks in the NBA for a little bit later. I think he's too smart, and he plays too hard to not at least get a shot.
We are on the same page with both of those players, Matt. I certainly agree with you. All right, well, we only got 5 minutes left, Matt. If you could choose your – I know, right? I know, man. What's been your favorite memory since being a part of Current Sports?
Oh, man, I was thinking about this yesterday. My favorite memory, now, in terms of just covering stuff, it was easily the Michigan State game in 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
The 29-6 game, just because I was on the field when Langford broke that run to really steal it, and it was just awesome to be there. But my favorite on-air moment was, I believe it was a Barbershop Wednesday.
Okay.
And the question was, is NASCAR a sport?
I knew you were going there. I knew it.
Oh my gosh. I still laugh about that just because it was such a silly nonsense question, and we had like 25 minutes of a good argument about it, just going back and forth. Oh,
right.
Man, it was hilarious. I'll never forget that.
That was classic. And, you know, I remember getting a few emails and a few texts from guys who did disagree with me and people who totally disagree with me as well. Oh, my goodness. That was a fantastic chat and a memory I won't forget anytime soon as well. Matt, always a pleasure. It was a great time. Matt, always a pleasure, my man. Matt Luckey, former current sports PA and host. Matt, you take care and be well out in Cali.
You too. I will try and find more time to call in for you.
I'm looking forward to it, my man.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we put a bow on today's 500th episode. Oh, man. I still can't believe it. Isaac, any final thoughts, my dude?
Al, that was a fun show. I wish we had a 500th episode more often.
I know, right? I mean, three guests. How about that? Yeah. But I from the bottom of my heart, you know, a few people have to shout out, you know, reaching the number 500. For, of course, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Gary Reed and, of course, Peter Worf here, our broadcast station managers who have done just an unbelievable job. Gary being our station manager here at WKAR and Peter Worf being our radio station manager. We just really appreciate giving us the opportunity each and every weekday at 1 o'clock to take the airwaves and really just make the show our own. We're really given just kind of free rein to really experiment and just be creative here on the show. And we just really appreciate that freedom that Gary and Peter and really everybody here at WKAR allows us to do. And also, we would be remiss if we did not bring up the listeners, those who tune in each and every weekday here at 1 o'clock, or even if you happen to, you know, work during those hours and catch the show online at WKAR.org. We just appreciate you listening, engaging, and being a part of the show, because without you, hey, we couldn't do what we do, point blank and simple. Again, folks, you have been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. You do not want to tune out for the rest of the holiday week, as tomorrow I'll be, you know, it'll be kind of, you know, another reunion for me. I kind of, you know, reunited with Alex Sharg as well as Matt Luckey on today's show. But tomorrow I'll get to chat with a guy who's a dear friend of mine here in the sports broadcasting industry, who is just now taking over as the newest sports reporter and anchor over at WILX 10 TV right here in the area, Zach Berridge. And me and Zach go way far back, because we were the same year. We graduated the same year. We both worked at Home TV hosting All Access Sports. I remember still vividly meeting, you know, Zach for the first time in our very first sports reporting class. I mean, we go back. Me and Zach go back. So Zach will join me on the show to talk about his road back here to Mid-Michigan as a sports reporter. You do not want to miss that, folks. Again, thanks so much to all of you out there for tuning in. Take care. Have one fantastic Tuesday. And be easy, people.